I had zero thought of getting up here, but I'm going to be 2 minutes, and it'll at least be something, and I've got up and sat down. But this week, there's been a lot of prayer about it tonight too, the attacks of the devil have been kind of in my mind, and especially this assembly and the unity of it. And talking with my mom and dad, they pray a lot for this assembly and the blessing that we see here. And we were talking on the car ride up tonight. When you see blessing, generally that, not always, but it seems like troubles come. Anyway, I think about myself a lot, and not in the prideful way, in the very critical way. And I try and not be a, I don't want to rock anybody's boat, I guess is what I'm saying. Anyway, I was just sitting there and a verse came to mind. It was, turns out to be Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. But then I got reading that and I thought, well, you know what? This is a good chapter. And as I read it, I thought, this chapter is really good for Ian McCandless. When Ian McCandless starts seeing other people that don't jive with the way Ian McCandless thinks, it's really good to set me on track for how much good it is that we're not all the same. So I'm going to read Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And I'll just say there is so much in this chapter, I'm not even going to come close to covering any of it. I might not say anything after it's done, but we'll just get through it. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think, this is the verse that I was thinking of for myself, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And just for context on that, I think that sometimes it's you can get personalities that just don't really quite jive with you. That maybe, I don't like the way they say things. I don't like the way they, say things. Or just come across. And that's because that's the way I feel. But I was thinking, you know, how do I come across? I'm not saying I come across as a bad way, but a self examination of how am I to other people. It's very easy for me to feel things about other people and the way I think they are, but how am I presenting myself? Am I aware that other people see me? And kind of having that outward look that it's not all about me. And I hope this isn't coming across as it's me thinking all about me. But do you get what I'm saying? It's not to think more highly than he ought to think. Not to put me first, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, we're not all the same. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophesy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth, on teaching. Or he that exhorteth, on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. There's a lot in there, but I just was thinking again through this week and tonight, and I didn't plan on getting up here, but that's a really, really good chapter for me to read when I start thinking more highly of myself. So just an encouragement that also too, we all bring something that is so precious to the Lord. It's all different and it all jives together. May the Lord bless his word.